morning, everybody, and welcome to Wednesday Hump Day. Big Bay Mornings coming to you live on the radio. And tomorrow afternoon, we're coming to you live on our IG.
Yes. Of course, I've got to figure out how to do this, but I hope you're taking the lead on this, Benny.
We'll walk you through it. Producer and I will hold your hand. We'll get there. Don't you worry about it, Greg. So it's Quarantine and Chill with Greg and myself tomorrow at 3 p.m. And you could join either one of us on our IG, because we'll do it live and we'll have the split screen going on. So at Radio Benny or at that Greg 997. And we're just going to be hanging out. You know, if you have questions or you just want to, you know, chat, reach out and check it out. We're going to be having some fun. And Greg said, are we doing a little early birthday celebration for me? Is that what you said you're going to be doing?
Yes, it is going to be Benny's birthday celebration. Since we can't have it the way we wanted it, obviously, because we're all quarantined, we're going to do it this way. All the listeners can join in. So put this on your calendar, 3 o'clock. That Greg 997. Follow me, and then Radio Benny, follow him, and you can join either one of our chats.
I like how you said you're going to bake a cake for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna bake you a cake.
I can't, but I can't eat it. You're going to be just eating the whole cake, so the listeners and I won't be able to eat it. It's just going to be you and a fork.
Well, hope you like chocolate, because that's what you're getting.
I know you do. Because
you know I like chocolate, baby.
Yeah. All right, so tomorrow, 3 p.m., Quarantine and Chill with us. If you got the time, we'd love to have you join us. And how about $1,000? I know, it could come in handy right now if not for you. I'm sure you have a friend or a family member, somebody in your life that could use the money. And we want to help do our part. So $1,000 for the Big Money Minute. 10 questions in 60 seconds. We'll look for caller 9 after this song to call and play the game. We'll also give you a little hint after the song, too. That'll help you win the money. Be here.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
And let's do it with Joanna in Fairfield. Good morning.
Good morning.
First question, how are you? How you feeling?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We are good. We're just, you know, chilling. Me from my couch, he from his studio.
Lucky.
I finally got a name for my my couch. It's Greg Force One. Somebody gave that to me.
Not
Greg
Bertha.
Force One. No. All right, Joanna. Well, thank you for listening this morning, and congratulations, because you are caller 9. So step 1 complete. Step 2, just answer these 10 questions, and we'll give you $1,000. 60 seconds on the clock. The game starts now. Good luck.
Ready, set, go.
What color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
Patrick Swayze starred opposite Demi Moore in what 1990 movie?
That ghost movie. Pass.
What American sport league makes the most money each year?
American Football League.
24 Karat Magic is a song from which pop star?
Bruno Mars.
What county is Campbell in?
Campbell. Pass.
11 times 11 minus 21 equals?
11.
Spell jewelry.
J-E-W-E-L-R-Y.
What is the highest ranked hand in poker?
Royal Flush.
What network was the TV show 90210 on?
I think it was Fox.
What county is Campbell in?
Cribiolo? I have no idea.
I will let you answer 11 times 11 minus 21.
11 times 11 is... 121 minus 11 is 110?
Minus 21. It's 100. All right, let's go through it. You actually did really well, and I don't know. There might have been some controversy on this one if we had gotten them all correct. You only...
The ghost one.
You got the ghost one. You said that ghost movie, and then you passed, but you said that first, so you got it. The one that we would have had controversy on is number 3, but let's go through them. The American flag, the stars are white. It is ghost, Demi Moore, and Patrick Swayze. The American sport that makes the most money is football. The National Football League. You said American Football League, Art?
Oh, Lord.
I know. I would have given it to her, though.
Oh, my God, Art.
We asked what American Sport League, and she said the American Football League.
Yeah, but the American Football League was something else.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
But we would have given it to her.
Art's being nice today. 24 Karat Magic is a song from Bruno Mars, and Campbell is in Santa Clara County, not YOLO.
No idea.
Then let's go to 11 times 11 minus 21. That is 100. Jewelry, you spelled like a champ and very quickly. A royal flush, that's the highest ranked hand in poker. And 90210 is on Fox. So my estimation is you got two wrong.
And I hear the 90210 theme song in the background now. Sal the Rap. Joanna, hey, thank you so much for listening. Stay safe out there. Are you on your way to work
you
right
guys.
Now?
I'm at work.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you for being an essential employee and showing up and working and keeping us going every day. We love you for it. And stay safe. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks. You too.
All right. See ya. When we get back, we are going to jump into your 7:30 dirty. And what is happening there? Well, if you weren't scared enough, police in Louisiana caused a mass panic after using a terrifying sound to get residents to shelter in place. These police made a terrible decision. We're going to talk about that next in your 7:30 dirty plus 7:20 sound check. And we have, some amazing Tiger King parody songs to give you. Because a day without Tiger King just isn't a fun day. So that's coming your way next. Hold on.
Big Bay Mornings. Sound check.
Well, a day without Tiger King just wouldn't be an awesome day.
And nope, it wouldn't.
If all the memes weren't funny enough, now we have parody songs. And here's a couple of our favorites. This first one is a little aggressive. I'm going to tell you that right now before we play it. But I present to you the Joe Exotic remix of Tupac's Hit 'Em Up.
Carol Baskin draws expense and try to hurt any of my animals again. You can guarantee I'm going to protect you. I'm going to destroy you.
So what?
Firstly, I'm as gay as a $3 bill. Carol Baskin murdering didn't go to jail. Claims to be a tiger expert. Now Joe Exotic's stock, mother.
You're still fat. You're still ugly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, poor Carol Baskin.
I mean, I still want to know, how is that guy gay? How is he gay? Please explain.
Ready for more Carol Baskin bashing? This is now the country swanged banger, baby. Carol Baskin, let's go.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed them to tigers, they snack it. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
I am I'm starting to actually feel bad for her, even though I do hate her and think she's a villain.
So, yes, did she kill her husband? Your vote is?
I mean, of course she did, and she fed him to those tigers.
Okay, fed him to the tigers. Now let's move on to something a little more sweet. Justin Timberlake, he sat down and answered questions from kids on the internet yesterday, and one kid wanted to know what makes him happy, like his character Poppy in Trolls.
What makes you as happy as Poppy in Trolls?
Ice cream, pizza, pancakes. I'm basically just naming everything that I've been eating since we've all been staying in our homes.
It's nice to know I'm not the only one that has a diet that consists of all those things right now.
Sounds good to me. And you could combine them all, too. Into one meal. Sounds good.
Throw them all in a blender. Yum, yum, yum.
Just pancakes, ice cream, and pizza. Perfect.
It's the very best of Ghostbusters voted by you on Big Bay Mornings. And this morning, it's Chris and Destiny. Chris, you were ghosted.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, no, I was ghosted, and it happened pretty recently. So I'm in a weird area where I'm thinking, like, it might just be that she's busy or whatever, but I don't know. So
chances are you got ghosted.
So, yeah, you're hoping she'll return your text from 2 weeks ago, but probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I mean, but the thing is, because I can't imagine why she would be ghosting me, because I think everything went really well.
Well, tell us a little bit about what went down between the two of you.
Okay, so we met at this, well, I guess I should say, I work for, like, this overseas company, so I go to, like, I work from home a lot, but I go to, like, these shared spaces, you know, just to kind of get out of the house a little bit. I'm a little stir-crazy here.
What do you mean, like a Starbucks or something like that?
That's not a shared space.
It's not, like,
yeah, it is your shared space.
I mean, it is, but it's not...
No, like, it's like an actual shared space. Like the LinkedIn, you know, the LinkedIn building.
Mm, so, you know, right around here, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, it's like a huge space. It's like always hopping, and there is like a cafe there, like a Starbucks, sure. But, you know, it's for people to go there and work. So anyways, a few weeks ago, I met this girl named Destiny, and she asked to borrow some juice. Power cord. She wanted some... No, like, she needed, like, a charge. Anyway, so we ended up starting getting this, like, convo and ended up chatting. And then we actually ended up going to get lunch together.
Oh, and, y'all moved fast.
Yeah, and that's not even... I'm not even considering this the first date. So I ended up getting her number. We exchanged, you know, a couple of texts then. She had mine. And I don't know... She was pretty busy, so, we ended up meeting then, like a week or so later at Westfield.
Okay, Westfield Mall?
Yeah. You know, kind of, again, a very, I understand it's very open space, you know, it's just like, we're still getting to know each other. You know, it's certainly not an intimate thing of going to the Westfield, so.
Right, you're at the mall.
Anyway. Yeah,
I know, it's very, I am taken back to, like, high school. We go to the mall together.
We just walk around and hold hands.
Kind of feel like that. Yeah, so we got drinks up in, like, one of the restaurants up in the Rotunda, and then we went to see the movie Uncut Gems.
Oh, my God. Have you watched this yet, Benny?
I still have not watched it.
It's so good.
Anxiety-inducing.
It's such a guy movie, though.
Yeah, well, she was the one that suggested it, so okay. I was pleasantly surprised with that. I was actually thinking we'd go see, like, Little Women or something.
Oh, God.
We had, like, this really great time, and then the text stopped. Like, I mean, I texted her, like, the next day. You know, I didn't text that night or whatever.
Did you try to get frisky in the movie theater?
No. No, there was no friskiness at all.
And then what happened after the movie? Like, how do you say goodbye?
I was going to get her an Uber home, but she's like, no, I live off BART. So I was like, okay, we can walk to BART, and I waited there for her train to come, you know, as a gentleman would. And I saw her off.
Never to be seen again.
You know, there have been quite a few cases here where people get on BART and you never see them again.
I mean, I texted the next day to be like, hey, I had a great time. Thanks so much. And nothing. I don't know. I mean, again, this is all just really weird to me because it seemed like everything was like perfect.
Well, you know what? You seem actually like a really nice guy. So I'm getting a good vibe off you that you're pretty normal, so let's figure this out.
All right, Chris, we'll hang on and we'll try to give Destiny a call when we get back.
Thanks, guys.
This is the most entertaining radio ever.
Big Bay Mornings on demand. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.
In the middle of the Ghostbusters on Big Bay Mornings, we just talked to Chris, who met and hung out a few times with Destiny, but after their last date, he put her on BART and she rode off and out of his life. So he's wondering what happened. So we're going to call her now.
Hello?
Good morning. Is Destiny available?
This is she.
What's up, Destiny? This is Big Bay Mornings. We host the morning show at 99.7 Now. My name is Benny. I'm here with Greg.
Hi.
Hi there. Sorry to call you out of the blue. Do you have a couple minutes to talk to us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, you are on the radio, so you should know that first and foremost.
Okay.
But we're calling you because we were reached out to by a gentleman named Chris, who said he had a great date with you, and then he sent you off on BART and never heard from you again.
Oh, gosh.
So, first of all,
we're
were for real. First of all, we wanted to see you're okay, right? You're alive, obviously.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
The BART ride was good? You made it home?
Yeah, I made it home.
So, do you mind sharing with us what happened? Why did you ghost Chris?
Are you sure he's okay with putting this, like, on radio?
Well, I mean, he called us and he asked us to find out. He said you guys met at the LinkedIn building, and that y'all went to lunch, y'all really dug each other, y'all went to a movie, and then nothing.
I didn't mean to, like, ghost him. I just didn't know how to approach the situation, you know? Like,
Well, y'all, so let me get to this. Y'all went to a movie on your second day, right?
Yeah.
So did he make a move on you or something?
No, that was not the problem.
Okay, so what was the problem?
Okay.
Let's do it, girl. Come on.
Okay. Well, if he's cool with it.
He's cool with it.
So what happened was, you know, we went out for a drink, whatever. We went to the movie theater, and it was fun. I mean, we had a great conversation. He's so nice. But when we got to the theater, he took his shoes off. And we just thought it was weird, and I'm okay with that. I'm like, okay, well, I guess nobody can see you. Fine. It doesn't matter if you want to make yourself at home.
He's getting comfortable.
Yeah, right. Sure. I mean, people have their quirks. I don't mind that. But
I know where this is going.
All right. And then what?
Like, his feet were so stinky, and, like, I literally had to bury my face in the popcorn so I couldn't smell it.
Okay, I'm turning so red right now. I don't want this anymore. Like, I want to get off the phone.
People that have stinky feet, now I know sometimes people have a legitimate
ailment.
There it is. That, okay, you get a pass. But if you're just not cleaning your feet or putting on fresh socks, that's gross.
Okay, but if you had a real ailment, you would know it, and then you wouldn't take your shoes off at the theater, which I wouldn't recommend doing anyway. I don't, you know. You're telling us that you suffered through the entire movie and it was bad?
I have a very sensitive sense of smell, too, so that might have been why. But I literally had to bury my face in the popcorn so I couldn't smell it. But, you know, how do you approach that? Like, how am I going to tell him? You know, like,
thank God you didn't get nachos. You would have cheese upon cheese.
Oh, no, thank God. But, you know, it's just, I'm sorry. I mean, he was so nice, but, I mean, that's where I draw the line. I mean, if you can't, you know, take good care of your hygiene, then I'm sorry, but I don't think we're a good fit.
So, Destiny, now I feel embarrassed to bring him on.
I know. Destiny, we have something to tell you.
Chris is on hold. Chris?
Yeah.
Do you bathe your feet? Do you scrub them?
Okay. All right. I feel like I need to just come clean on something here.
Literally?
Extremely embarrassing. I am terrible at laundry. Okay. And I don't have a washer and dryer in my apartment. And sometimes I'm going to be honest with you, I think it's pretty clear at this point, but I do grab some, like, older socks that are in the hamper, and I put them on so that I have socks that I'm wearing. So, I mean, I think maybe that's what is contributing. I don't think I have a medical condition.
Pretty sure that's the reason.
Really?
So, I mean, again, it's just like, if you got to know my feet better, it really is not an issue. I mean, I'll see.
So he didn't basically, he's saying he didn't have time to go to the laundromat or the wash and fold.
Yeah, I don't have time. I don't have a washer and dryer, so.
It's tough when you live in the city and you don't have.
Wash and fold.
It's tough. You make the time to do laundry, or, you know, if you could afford it, then buy a new pair of socks and throw those on. But Chris, you knew you were going on a date, bro. Or don't take your shoes off. If you knew you had stinky socks, why would you take your shoes off?
It comforts me to take my shoes off in movie theaters.
Didn't comfort Destiny.
Like, I'm at home. No, it didn't. I'm now doing it. I will buy a whole 12-pack of new socks. Will you go out with me again?
He's bold.
I mean, like I said, I liked you. You know, you were very nice.
And my laundry habits for you. How about that?
Let's do this. If you promise that you're going to keep your shoes on, then maybe we can...
Shoes will stay on. Shoes will stay on, I promise.
I have a feeling if you guys ever get intimate, it's going to be with socks and shoes on.
Oh, no. One step at a time.
So, Destiny, that's a yes. You will go out with Chris again.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I do like him. He's really nice, and he's very, you know, sweet. And he's, I mean, this is something that can be fixed.
I was going to say that if all else fails, put that stuff underneath your nose that the, like, the medical examiner
puts under. Oh, no. Come on, it can't be that bad, but I'll keep the shoes on, and we won't have to test it again.
Destiny, thank you for talking to us this morning and for admitting all of that and saying that on the radio. We appreciate that. And Chris, thank you for listening and reaching out, because look it, now we got you another date with your ghoster.
I appreciate it. Destiny, I'll text you off air.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.